This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Quiet fire. Well, yes, as noted last week, those are not Lincoln words. Quiet fire are two WERU Duncan Newcomer words to name this ongoing radio feature. Last week focused on the reasons for the word quiet in creating a poetic image symbolizing Lincoln's spiritual life. For a person so recognized for his language, Lincoln's ponderous silent nature weighs in our minds as we hear about him now. Lincoln had a contemplative nature. The Indiana forests and the Illinois prairie were dwelling places for that nature. Part monk, part Indian, Lincoln carried a silence about him, like his shawl around his shoulders. Two words together echo the patterns of language in the King James Version of the Bible and in the Anglican Book of Common Prayer. The word fire completes the pairing. What is spiritual? What is Lincoln-esque about fire? The program is not called Quiet Waters or Silent River or even Roaring Fire. Quiet fire has a particular meaning. Fire and the light of fire may be the original religious image. Noah makes a fire of thanksgiving when his ark lands safely. Cain kills Abel, jealous of his ritual fire. Moses hears a call to freedom from slavery in a burning bush. The early followers of Jesus are visited by what are called tongues of fire 50 days after Easter, Pentecost. In the Hebrew Bible, the three faithful men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all survive the torture of a fiery furnace. That Bible story, an image, a fiery furnace, well known to Lincoln even as a boy, was inspirational to the early Christians. And indeed, in a personal letter to a prominent Quaker woman leader, Lincoln acknowledges her use of the word fiery from one of the New Testament epistles. From this, we get Lincoln's most inspiring words to Congress. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. The Civil War was the cauldron of the nation, a fiery trial. Lincoln was a quiet fire in the midst of a fiery trial. That alone is a spiritual achievement. This program hopes to keep the torch of Lincoln burning quietly, so that, as I say, we too can be lighted down in honor to the latest generation. And so this is Duncan Newcomer. This is Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.